It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. JBS Foods, which has its U.S. headquarters in Greeley, was the victim of a ransomware attack over the weekend, according to the White House, which said the company notified the government of the attack on Sunday. JBS notified the administration that the ransom demand came from a criminal organization likely based in Russia. Two shifts were canceled today at the meatpacking plant, affecting about 3,000 workers. It's the biggest JBS plant in the U.S. The United States Department of Agriculture has reached out to several major meatpacking processors in the U.S. to ensure that they are aware of the situation. Right now, the federal officials say they're assessing any impacts on supply, and they're looking at ways the administration can mitigate impacts if necessary. Our other top story, the hunt is on for a suspect in last year's killing of a Colorado Springs woman. Police say Billy Torres Jr. shot Samantha Morgan in May of 2020 at a parking lot near Hillsdale Way and Templeton Park Circle. Morgan died at the hospital. The Violent Fugitive Task Force has been searching for the 25-year-old Torres since March. Making plans for the 4th of July. Well, listen to this. Fireworks are being banned in unincorporated El Paso County despite the recent rainy weather we've been having. The sheriff's office says the ban needs to be in place because of high fire danger and drought conditions in southern Colorado. The major concern is a wildfire sparked up because of fireworks, including bottle rockets, firecrackers, Roman candles, ground spinners and sparklers. Fountains, mortars, and smoke bombs are also on that list of banned fireworks. Police are warning drivers about the dangers of trying to find their own stolen car. The warning comes as one person almost hit as a suspect crashed a stolen car into a tree in a fence near West Uinta and 28th Street. Police believe the suspect stole the vehicle from a business near Cimarron and South 8th Street around 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Investigators say the car was left running while the victim was inside the business. Lieutenant Jim Solick reminding residents that it's both illegal and dangerous.
People think because of the cold weather, but if there's any reason, just do not leave your car running and accessible with the keys in it.
Police are asking for any information on the suspect's identity and location. If you have anything that can help them, you're asked to call Springs Police. Going down the script, first in the nation's California task force met today at a look at slavery and its present-day effects. Secretary of State Shirley Weber, who authored the bill that created the panel and talked about being the daughter of sharecroppers.
Some asked us, why in California? Why not somewhere else? Why did we not do it in the South? But we came to understand very clearly that California has the ability and the power to do it. And if not us, then who?
The 9-member panel will make recommendations to the legislator with a focus on the descendants of slaves and how they could be compensated. The task force has 2 years to submit recommendations to the state legislator. ABC News will have much more on that story coming up. And finally, a lucky Coloradoan could be a millionaire this week just for getting vaccinated against COVID-19. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has the story.
The first of 5 $1 million drawings in the Colorado Comeback Cash promotion will be held tomorrow. The winner, though, won't be announced until Friday. Governor Jared Polis recently unveiled the program in hopes of getting more shots into the arms of more people in the state. More than 3 million Colorado residents have had at least one dose. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
COVID-19 case counts, low numbers reported, likely due to the holiday weekend. 61 new cases reported in El Paso County, 6 in Pueblo. Teller County reporting 7. 1 positive case reported in Fremont County.
Well, your Tuesday evening is wrapping up to be a little bit stormy out there for a few folks in southern Colorado. A few severe thunderstorms are not out of the question for the rest of this evening, as we have temperatures in the 60s and 70s. We could see some large hail and maybe even some gusty winds up to about 40 to 50 miles per hour, so be on the lookout for those. We'll clear out nicely as we head towards about 8, 10 o'clock, and then we will see our temperatures fall down into the 40s and 50s by the time we wake up for Wednesday morning. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.